with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting as Hurricane Milton heads toward the Florida Gulf Coast. Thousands are evacuating the area ahead of the Category 5 storm. Ruskin resident Ralph Douglas, who was in line for gas, said he had a hard time finding fuel Monday.
It was like difficult because when you drive by, people don't have no gas. Different gas stations. They had one gas station in Ruskin, the Wawa by White Mama off of 301. That was the only gas station that had gas. All the other gas stations were out of gas.
Traffic was thick on Interstate 75 heading north Tuesday as evacuees fled before the storm arrives. Crews are also hurrying to clear debris left by Hurricane Helene, which hit the area 2 weeks ago. The destruction left behind by Helene could alter the outcome of the presidential election, giving the storm's impact on more than a million North Carolina battleground state residents weeks before Election Day. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Far more Republican than Democratic voters live in the part of North Carolina that was devastated in late September by the historic hurricane that tore through the mountains and valleys surrounding Asheville. With less than a month until voters decide between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, state election officials are putting procedures in place to make it easier for those affected by the storm to vote. Residents in the region remain without electricity and water. North Carolina's election officials said Monday that it has affected early voting, absentee voting, and election day procedures. In a phone briefing Monday afternoon, state election officials said up to 10 of 62 early voting sites across the region could be reduced due to damage from the hurricane or road closures. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court seemed likely Tuesday to uphold a Biden administration regulation on ghost guns, the difficult-to-trace weapons found at crime scenes in increasing numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points, the Nasdaq rose 259. This is SRN News. The Chinese government is doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People are flooding into Europe's iconic churches, but not for worship. Tourism is surging in the wake of the pandemic, and clergymen are struggling to find ways to accommodate both the faithful and millions of increasingly secular visitors. A developing strategy is to have parishioners and tourists go separate ways, with services held in discrete places, visits barred at worship times, or altogether different entrances. This is SRN News. The head of the UK's domestic intelligence agency, Ken McCallum, says Britain is facing a rise in assassination attempts on UK soil by Russia and Iran as the hostile states recruit criminals to do their dirty work for them.
Like the Russian services, Iranian state actors make extensive use of criminals as proxies. The more eye-catching shift this year has been Russian state actors turning to proxies for their dirty work, including private intelligence operatives and criminals from both the UK and third countries. Once again, the internet provides the crucial platform connecting these malign actors.
He warned that Iran could expand its targets in the United Kingdom if Britain's ally Israel attacks in response to Iran's recent missile barrage. McCallum said Russia is trying to use arson and sabotage to create disorder on the streets of Britain and other European countries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.